Hey, Valus, to be named Special Teams Player of the Week by the SEC, what does that mean to you to be recognized in that way?
It's a blessing, to be honest, but I couldn't have done it without my brothers putting their bodies on the line for me, blocking, straining to finish with the blocks. And so it was definitely a unit effort with the kickoff return team.
Valus, kind of going off that, when you went back and watched the replay of it, were there two or three guys who got blocks that maybe were your favorites or that were really important ones for you?
Every block was important. But yeah, you had some guys right there like Jack Jansen, Jimmy Holiday, that made some good blocks, and also a bruiser. But yeah, as a unit, I feel like everybody strained to finish, and those are the type of results you get when you know when everybody's synced and on the same page.
At one point during that kick return touchdown, you were facing the wrong direction after that spin move. I just want to know, once you turn around, from your point of view, what are you seeing all the way into the end zone?
Yeah, off the spin move, my mindset is like to stay up, you know, not go down by a forearm tackle or arm tackle. Really, I was just trying to, like, look for lanes and stuff because I knew they were going to try to pursue to cut me off upfield, and I feel like that's where my guys did great jobs, like Jack Jansen, or like finishing with his block, you know, to give me that wiggle room I needed to cut back inside and get right back out. And so, yeah, like I said, great job by those guys.
Valus, punt kick returners, the guys that aren't getting a chance to do it right now, young guys, who are the future punt and kick returners for Tennessee that you think are really talented that will end up doing it down the road?
Oh, man, this, you know, we have a lot of speedy guys. Guys with great vision, and I feel like they're going to light this thing up next year. Guys that come to my head, you know, you have Jimmy Holiday that can do it. You have Jimmy Callaway, Jalen Hyatt. You know, I feel like multiple guys that can do it. And so, you know, we'll see how that unfolds when the spring come around.
Bill, speaking of Jimmy Holiday and Callaway and those guys, what's been your message to them this season in terms of, you know, obviously, I'm sure they would have liked to have played more and gotten more catches, and it just hadn't gone that way. What's been your message to them to kind of keep plugging away?
To stay locked in, to stay focused. You know, I told them young guys that they have a lot of ball left, and just, you know, just like, you know, take it one day at a time and grasp everything you can. You know, knowledge from me and other older guys on the team. Just let them know, you know, stay confident and don't get discouraged. Most definitely, you know. Many have to wait their turn. Even some of the greatest players that played the game had to wait their turn at some point in time. But, you know, just to tell them to stay focused, don't get, like, distracted by anything, any outside noise. When they show up for practice, you know, give it their all and prep. And so when that time comes for them, you know, they can execute and be the players they know they can become.
Valus, I know you have one more game to play in the regular season here, but how would you summarize this journey the last couple of years coming here? And if you were describing to somebody, how would you describe the last couple of years?
Man, it was a lot of things that, you know, that was up in the air, like unsure about a lot of things. But, you know, that's just how good God's been to me. God's been so good to me. And, like, at USC, I would have never known it would have unfolded this way, me coming to Tennessee and things. But, like, it's just amazing. You know, we're just living life day at a time. And everything, you know, has been going on, been blessed. Everything's been going well for me. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that your life is already written. And so I'm just living it day by day. But it's been a journey. It's been something really beautiful, something really special that'll stick with me for the rest of my life.
Two questions for you, Valus. One, how do you expect your emotions to be come Saturday for Senior Day?
Man, I'll probably feel, a little sad emotion and stuff like that. One, you know, playing with my brothers, I love this football team, love this university, surrounded by great people with the staff and everybody that has anything to do with Tennessee football. I feel like if I was to drop a tear, it'd be tears of joy with my journey, but also with these guys. I made a lot of brothers, and like these relationships will last for a lifetime. So just gonna soak it all in, and you know, enjoy this last regular season week of practice, and then, you know, go out and perform on Saturday.
And are you going to get a chance to see family for Thanksgiving, or are you among the guys that are going to be over at Coach Apple's house?
I have family coming up. I think their plans are to get like a cabin or something like that. So I have family up here. Got quite a few people coming to the game, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, they're putting on the show one last time in Neyland.
Is NFL the ultimate goal for you, and do you feel like your return skills is something that's probably a good selling point for you in that?
The crazy thing is, like, growing up in the South, in Mobile, Alabama, raised in Sarah Land, Alabama, like, SEC was the world, you know, to us, me and my cousins, growing up. And so my dreams were to play in the SEC, and I conquered those dreams. Truly blessed, you know, not many kids are able to get an opportunity like this. But, like, you know, anything beyond that is just like a blessing from God from there. And so, yeah, my plans are to go to the league and play as long as possible. And so, yeah, I feel like my return skills can play a huge factor in that with my value. And so, yeah, that's something I'm trying to get better each and every day. I'm still learning up there watching film with Coach Eck. And so, yeah, just trying to improve every day as a person and a player.
Velas, I don't know if you're allowed to answer yet, but have you had talks for the Senior Bowl or received an invitation to the Senior Bowl?
I'm not sure about that. You know, when that time comes, you know, if I do get an invite, that'd be a big blessing for me. Also, being a big dream of mine growing up as a kid in Mobile, Alabama, going to the Senior Bowl, so that'd be a blessing and a dream come true.
And then wanted to ask you about playing South Alabama and you being from Mobile. What was there any type of uniqueness in that for you on Saturday?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Knew a few guys and stuff like that. Jalen Tolbert, great receiver and stuff. We chopped it up after the game. And yeah, just seeing those guys, you know, thrive and everything like that. I'm happy for those guys and good luck on them trying to, you know, make a bowl game. But yeah, like the unique thing about this game is, you know, we're all trying to, you know, end up in one place. You know, that's the league and stuff like that to fulfill our dreams and stuff. So, yeah, that was definitely a good time seeing those guys.
You talk about, you know, I guess the dream growing up to play in the SEC. When you run through the tee by yourself Saturday, I know that's not a long run or anything, but will you take time to think about the little kid that we joked about playing on that team when you were out here last time, you know, growing up? Will you think about the kid that played, you know, in those games growing up and kind of fulfilling all that?
Man, most definitely, I'll be soaking all that up. I feel like, man, I really don't know how I'm going to feel, honestly. But, yeah, it's been like a long time coming. It's been a real long time coming and stuff like that. And to finally be here by the grace of God, it's probably going to feel like a dream to me. I feel it haven't, you know, the feeling hasn't, like, hit me yet that this will be my last regular season game of college football. But, you know, I'm waiting to see, like, my emotions and how I'm actually going to feel, to be honest. So, man, I guess we'll see when that time comes.
Velas, you're having a career year as a wide receiver, just 50 catches, 700 yards. Just how gratifying has that been, and how, what do you think you've proven as a wide receiver this season?
I've been truly blessed. You know, all my coaches believing in me, putting me in position to be successful any way I can help my team. Just blessed to be in a position to put my family, my family, my team, in a position to win games and stuff for our success. But it's been unreal all the years, you know, facing a lot of adversity and stuff like that. And just to see I can actually, you know, put my talents on display, you know, for the world to see, and the true receiver I am. And I feel like I came a long way, still got a long way to go. A lot of things to clean up and work on, but I'm just going to, you know, keep it going these last two games and see how this unfolds.
You obviously were a really good kick returner throughout your career. I don't know if you've returned a punt while you've been in college until this season. Was that something you had to adjust to? I know a lot of people say those are pretty different skills. Did you have to sort of learn that on the run, or kind of how have you been good in that area too?
I would say the return skill part I already had. Yeah, it's a difference between punt return and kickoff return. The motion of the ball, the way it spins, depending on if it's a left-footed, right-footed kicker. You know, if like the tail points down and it's a right-footed kicker, it's going to lean down to your right. And if the tail point over, it's just going to go deep left. It's the opposite if it's a left-footed kicker. And T. Martin, when I was at USC, he taught me a big part of that. Never returned punts until this year, but obviously I knew some things about it, so it wasn't a hard adjustment, but it was definitely something way different than kickoff. It's all about, like, judging the ball. So,
Bayless, a lot of guys fall in love with this game kind of in the backyard growing up. When you're out there, punt return, kick return on offense, is there a certain situation where you kind of feel most a youth in, you know, in your backyard, you're falling in love with this game, where you're just kind of having the most fun, punt return, kick return, or offense?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, just like being out there with my brothers, the people that I grind with, the people I grind with throughout the winter breaks, spring, fall camp and stuff like that. Just seeing everybody smiling, having fun, you know, that connection makes it feel like, you know, playing like childhood football again, you know, being around a group of guys that's like family to you and all of y'all having fun together. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, this game, you have to have love for it. And the day you stop having love for it is like, I feel like the day you should stop doing it. And so, like, you know, being out there with those guys, seeing the smile on their faces and stuff like that, and that's putting in the work, you know, going out there and, you know, showing the world who we are on Saturdays, I feel like that reminds me a lot of my childhood days, being out there with family growing up, families and friends growing up, playing pick 'em up or bust 'em, which is like former Ruski or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, I mean, I look at this game as like fun, you know, just enjoying it.
Hey, Bayless, Patrick kind of jumped in front of me and took mine, but I got a couple more. For you, punt returning, is it? Do you enjoy that maybe more than kickoff returning? Because I know you've done the latter a whole lot more.
I would say punt returning, you know, you can set schemes and things, but it's more of a freestyle, you know, making people miss and stuff like that. And also, like, reading your blocks. And I would say kickoff return is more like structured schemes. You know, schemes have to be on point. Schemes have to be on point because you have like 10 people running down at your full speed. But I would feel like I feel more freedom with punt return. But I mean, I love them both. I've been doing kickoff return for quite a while now. But like, look at them as like great situations to get my team a good field position.
In the preseason, Coach Eckler said that a returner needs to be a fart in a skillet. Would you consider yourself a fart in a skillet?
Yeah. I remember talking to Coach. I remember talking to Coach Eck and things like that, and he was just telling me how special he said my return skills was, like really like a gift and things like that. And he was like telling me, as a returner, like, you got to be fearless and be able to run through the smoke. And he said I had that. And so, you know, we've been clicking together ever since. Love that guy.
Bayless, you talked about, obviously, playing in the SEC being a dream growing up. But, you know, first you went 3,000 miles to the left coast and played over there. Was there a time you remember where you just kind of felt nothing against these guys here, but I just kind of want to be back in the South? Or what was that process like for you?
Yeah, growing out there on the West Coast was definitely a culture shock. You know, just adjusting. The culture is just way different over there. You know, just trying to, you know, fit in any way I could and stuff like that. And I met a lot of great brothers, like Dave Motobebe, Josh Motobebe, Michael Pittman, Vavon Melapeyi. Like, I can go on and on about the great people I met out there. But I say it's a situation where my grandfather had a stroke and stuff like that. Had to get like a trachea replacement and stuff like that. Wasn't able to talk and stuff like that. And they knew he didn't have that much time left. So that hit me pretty hard the first time I tried to leave Southern California. And so, yeah, I felt like being back in the South was like the best for me and my mental health and my well-being. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, blessed to be here at Tennessee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
see the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.